Hi, today I'm in Tripoli, at a radio station broadcasting the very first English language talk show in Libya since the fall of Colonel Gaddafi. And the host of the show, Rio, is with me today. Tell me what your show is called, Rio.
The show is called the Free Talk Show, and that's it. The Free Talk Show, yeah.
And tell us about the format. People call in, you play music. It's got a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, well, the main idea was first to have something that the people would join in and speak the language. And we use the music as something to attract the people to listen to our show. Because, as you know, 42 years, Gaddafi was trying to destroy English as much as possible. And in the beginning, we never thought that we would have so many listeners. We were thinking, okay, maybe we'll have to play 10 tracks and get like two phone calls. But from the first show, we received more than 13 phone calls, and we didn't have to play more than three tracks. And it was incredible. And that only got us motivated and to improve and improve.
And every day you're having different topics of discussion that people can call in and ask about everyday life and really a broad range. Tell us some of the things that people have been discussing on your show.
Well, mainly in the last 2 weeks or more, 3 weeks, we've been discussing what is happening during the revolution. Because every time we had a completely different subject, like yesterday we spoke about education, so should people return to schools now? We have our revolutionaries in hot gates. We spoke about our injured revolutionaries. We spoke about the government, how you see a new Libya, how was Libya before Gaddafi, about the what we call climbers, or the people who are trying to get to higher positions. Every time we speak about a different subject, and we try to involve some fun, because like 2 episodes ago we asked the people, what would you do if you find a bag with $1 million? And because today what is happening in Libya is so much so many crises, people actually wanted to use this money to help the country. And it was a first, because if you ask this question at least maybe 6 months ago, people would say, I'll buy a car, I'll buy a house, I'll do that. But now people are saying, I'll $500,000, I'd spend them on our injured rebels, and another $500,000, I'll throw them a party. So it was very nice.
Now, the idea of the 8 months ago, you could have played so much variety in music and have so much debate and discussion, was probably unheard of. People are really taken to the idea of having this variety of music and debate, right?
Yeah, well, actually, you may have to repeat the question, because I was really not focused. Sorry.
So the idea that eight months ago that you could play such a variety of music and have so much free discussion is really new to people, but they've really warmed up to this topic.
Well, the thing is, in the beginning, we could have not played all different sorts of music while the people were still suffering and Libya was not liberated yet and there were wars happening. But the thing is, we tried to play revolutionary songs, at the same time play songs about glory and about bravery and about other things, and to involve this different sorts of music like rock and country and hip-hop. And then once we started playing the normal kind of music, people were already used to it, and they do not have the idea that, wow, these people are playing music while we are fighting. So we got over it.
And for people who want to know more about your show, they can find you online at Facebook, and they just go along to the Free Talk Show 93.4.
Exactly.
And soon you'll be uploading some of your shows onto iTunes as well, so people can listen there.
Yes, and we're also opening a channel on YouTube. We'll start next Saturday, so every episode, once it's done, we upload it on YouTube. And also we have our channel, Libya Al-Hurra, on the TV, so the TV radio, the radio or the TV, you can listen to the show as well. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll open an internet broadcast. So the thing that we want to do is open up to the whole world. We want to tell the world that Libyans can speak the language, and they have a lot to speak about, and we are not living in tents, first of all. And also, because all of the Libyans who live abroad, they need something to tell them about Libya from the inside. They are done listening to Libya through listening about Libya through the BBC and through the CNN and other international media. They want to hear about Libya from the Libyans themselves. And this is, I think, this is our main goal.
Rio, thanks very much. Good luck with your show today, and good luck with the rest of the broadcasts online. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.